rather unusual setting, and the fact that I remain seated when I get introduced, and the fact that I'm going to come to you mostly through this medium here for the rest of the show. And I should tell you that I'm backed up by quite a staff of people between here and Menlo Park, where Stanford Research is located, some 30 miles south of here. And if every one of us does our job well, it'll all go very interesting.
So I can give names.
The research program that I'm going to describe to you is quickly characterizable by saying, if in your office, you as an intellectual worker were supplied with a computer display backed up by a computer that was alive for you all day and was instantly responsive to every action you had, how much value could you derive from that?
Hello?
Who is there?
I'm Siri. Who are you?
I'm Siri.
It's so nice to meet you, Siri.
Likewise. Where are we?
I'm not sure. Let me check my GPS.
Hello. Is anyone there?
Hi.
What's going on? What is this place?
I don't know. We're trying to figure that out.
That's strange.
What is?
I don't have a location.
I can't feel my senses.
Ouch.
Sorry, I didn't see you there.
Where are you?
I'm over here. Where are you?
I wasn't talking to you.
Were you talking to me?
No.
Oh.
Excuse me. Are you all Siri too?
Yes.
What?
How did you guess?
That's very clever.
But if we're all Siri, something is not right about this.
Does anyone have any signal?
I have a U2 album.
I love you too. Can we listen to some U2?
Hold on. I just received a voicemail.
Such a great feature.
Who is it from?
Load it.
I'm trying.
Put it on loudspeaker.
Okay. I think I have it.
Take time to formulate questions that cannot be answered by monopolies or by observing them.